This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Policy Thursday, we feature Michigan dairy producer James Weber, who milks 120 Jersey cows and farms 800 acres. Weber is a member of the Michigan Milk Producers Association Dairy Cooperative and the 2020 chairman of the National Milk Producer Federation's Young Cooperators Program. He says lately he's been learning life lessons by living them.
Nobody saw COVID coming. You know, even when we had early whisperings of it over in Wuhan, we really didn't know what it was going to become. I was one of the more foolish people who back in 2019 decided, well, you know, I'm going to take a chance and not pay the fee for the dairy margin coverage program. And I opted out of that. And, you know, that was a big mistake financially, not participating in that. So huge lesson learned. Sadly, it came at a large financial cost, but that's how these things typically go. So moving forward, just for my lesson learned there, it's participate in risk management for a business, because who knows what the future is going to do. So as a young farmer, I think one of the biggest challenges for myself was just inexperience. I spent a lot of time educating myself, and when I entered the dairy industry, I was very confident in my abilities with a cow. But the challenge was I was also running a business, and while I had some minor intro to business classes in college, and I've always had a pretty good knack for working with financial numbers and stuff like that, but it was still more of just the inexperience. There are lots of life lessons that are learned that can only be learned through living them. That you can't learn in a classroom or in a textbook. And I mentioned earlier, one of the things that I learned about through COVID here was risk management. And that's just one of those things where you have to live it to learn it. So being young, I think the inexperience is a big thing. Having a very young farm like we do, where we're only 5 years into the business, just the financial stability is something that I don't have, that I would think I'm hoping to obtain, you know, when I'm 15 to 20 years in. And, you know, that just makes a big difference in the amount of stress that you carry from day to day when you don't have to worry about, well, is the milk check going to cover all my bills? You know, a solidified farm should have that stuff a little bit more safeguarded.
Comments from James Weber from Weber Family Dairy, who is also recognized as the Outstanding Young Cooperator by his co-op Michigan Milk Producers Association last year.
You know, just getting involved more with my co-op, with NMPF, and my community all around, is because I want to create my own destiny. I want to help positively impact the American dairy industry, and I want to better myself. I've always been a huge proponent of people growing internally and developing themselves in any form. You know, it doesn't have to be just in leadership roles or anything like that, but, you know, just always trying to improve on yourself, because there's no limit to where a person can go. And the YCs were kind of an outlet for me to do that. Being a national organization is a huge outlet to connect with different people and endless opportunities.
He says despite the uncertainty, expanding his operation right now is the right thing to do.
On this farm, we made the decision earlier this year that we were going to expand. So we're going from the 120 cow jerseys to 240. Our project this fall is we're putting up a sizable feed pad so we can store in drive over piles and some bags, whereas right now we just have them spread out on the ground. And we're putting up a 240 cow freestall barn and just some manure storage as well. So the increase in size for the herd is going to be done internally. We've had lots of replacement animals coming through in preparation for this. This is my attempt at trying to free myself up a little bit, where we can be a little more efficient on our labor, hire in some people, and then create a little bit more freedom for everyone involved on the operation.
James Weber from Weber Family Dairy. You can listen to Dairy Defined podcast in its entirety at nmpf.org.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
What's happening in the U.S. regarding feed supplies? We'll get the latest feed outlook from Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, on our Feed Forum Friday tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.